We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show. We're three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Before we get into it, remember to gamble responsibly, and massive shout out to Bluebet again for today's episode. Fucking download the app and start betting with the True Blue Aussie battler of a bookie. You can bet on us to fight. Believe it or not, you can bet on Groper to fucking beat Jarchi at $2.20, which is value out the ass.
Mate, that is value.
People have just been loading,
but
on
let's
Tom
just
by the looks.
Yeah.
For some reason, can just fight like a fucking.
It's like
that scene
footage of you.
Yeah, which I don't
Heating
know where that
$1.22 now.
Yeah, you two both actually.
That's short.
Fucking, it's crazy how you've never fucking fought, but you're paying $1.20.
Like, what are they basing it off? Just
I think forearms and red hair.
Purely redness. Off that photo, which is where you look your best and you're meant to look your most intimidating. So, hopefully I haven't got your hopes up.
Anyway, we're into it. Off. Guess what? There's 14 jerseys left. That is it. It's
fucking
hang on.
Oath, man.
It's
probably
seven,
less now.
It's 7:23 on Thursday, what's the date?
18th.
The 18th of April.
Yep.
And there's 14. That is it. We've basically sold out. But there's like a couple
There's 13.
There's 13.
If you're listening to this Friday morning and you haven't got one, that's your reminder that there's 13 left.
I'll literally tell you. There's 3 smalls, 5 mediums, and 5 larges left. That is it.
So if you're a dummy half.
Get in there.
Get in there.
You've probably missed out.
I think if I remember correctly, 4XL was the first one to sell out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fuck so you. Good. We love the big boys.
I can't wait for you to get them, boys. I'm stoked. You never want to feel a bit weird about selling something or not fully confident with it. I'm so fucking happy with these jerseys, and I reckon yours will be too.
I never had an ounce of doubt.
Nah.
Ever.
Can't
like
thank
this whole
you
sales period. And,
How
about as well?
How about the fucking numbers?
Mm.
The numbers.
Mm.
Like 24 hours and we've got 13 left.
Yeah.
If that's not fucking spot on the numbers.
Yeah. That's right. It was spot on because this is a limited thing. It was always going to be one. We had to take a stab on the numbers. We didn't want fucking hundreds left over.
We also didn't want them to sell out in 5 minutes.
That's right. So overnight, pretty much the bulk of them selling out, and then the dribs and drabs the next day. Perfect.
That is just perfect.
Every keen Reggie who got on there to buy one got one. Couldn't be happier. Thank you so much, legends.
Credit to yous are fucking legends, but also credit to us for nailing the numbers, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking hell.
We honestly obviously couldn't do it without yous fucking buying this shit. So,
thank you. Support is everything.
Very grateful.
Awesome. Righto, let's get into a bit of a recap from last week because we've got to talk about Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth. Unbelievable performance, obviously. Mm-hmm. jockeys on the other horses, not taking one thing away from Jenny. She wins. No matter what happens, she wins. Yeah. Right? Regardless, wins. But she did around 11 and a half sectionals. So sectionals are 200 meter blocks. She did them in 11.5 seconds, which is fast for 2000 meters, but it is not fucking quick. Like, it's a little bit understandard, but it's not fast, fast.
Yeah.
The others, Craig Williams led the others up on Mr. Brightside, led them up doing 13.8s. That there is fucking Tugcoat Cliffy speed.
Yeah, what was Tugcoat Cliffy doing? He probably would have
been. He could have ran in that race and been.
He was getting home in fucking at least 13 and a half.
So what's. That's weird, eh?
Strange.
Do you reckon.
Strange.
Craig Williams kind of saw Jenny and went, oh, I'm not catching that. And he like, must I'll just set the pace for everyone else.
He must have thought that she was going fucking
yeah, put
way
him off.
Faster.
He could have thought she's doing tens.
But the thing is,
you'd fucking know, surely, you've been a jockey for that long.
To do 13.8, Mr. Brightside, like, it's almost like he went, oh, she's won. I'll really go slow. So it's like, because like, obviously, if you go slow and you're in front, it's harder for the ones at the back to fucking get past you because you've all got energy.
Yeah.
And you're in front.
Do you reckon anyone at the back was going, what the fuck are you doing, Craig?
I reckon there would have been.
What are you doing, Craig? Hurry up, car.
If they could count.
Yeah. Craig. Oh, fucking pick
one
her
of the
up.
Wildest shots from the race was like, you know, 600 metres in, 800 metres in, and the camera was zoomed out so fucking far, it just kept going back. That cameraman leaning all the way back here, and I was just like, I was shocked, man.
Yeah.
I had obviously 5 units on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bit of my own coin, but not once was I like fucking cheering. I was just in shock.
It was. I think the race was over with 1,000 to go because you know what Jenny does.
Yeah, yeah. She just at least stays. Doesn't just full on stop.
Yeah. So it was like, fuck off. She's going to just win by so fucking far.
Do you reckon it's the best like race of the decade at least?
Oh, geez, nah.
Nope.
Chautauqua winning 3 TJs.
So, I mean, there's been
that.
More that have, like, they've came from the back and worked their way
through. Yeah, they're way
and they've been
better.
Like, oh, my God, but to lead and win in that fashion, I've never seen anything like that.
Well, go and watch the Oaks, the VRC Oaks from a few years ago. Laschetti Spirit did it. Brenton Avdullah was riding, did the exact same thing. This was over 2,500 metres, though, paying $126. Yeah, and he did that and won by pretty much the same margin. It was unreal.
Wow.
Not many horses can do that. That's why it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's got to have a third long.
No, not many. Like, I'm talking a very small amount of horses can actually do it, which is why it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
You want to know what is fucking outrageous? That none of those jockeys got a fine or even looked at getting suspended that were doing the slow sectionals. Regan Bayliss rode Pride of Jenny a couple of years ago. Before everyone knew that this is how she rides, she goes out hard and hangs on.
Mm-hmm.
He got suspended for 6 weeks for riding her too hard out in front. Six fucking weeks.
He
got suspended for riding her too hard out in front.
And Declan Bates just lets her go, and it's regarded as one of the best wins ever.
I know. I'd be spewing if I was fucking Regan Bayliss.
Poor Reggie Bayliss.
Yeah. And then you get the other jockeys that do fucking slow. I mean, Nan could run 200 quicker than that.
Yeah.
And they don't get anything.
Not even on the back of a horse either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Anyway, it was awesome to see. It was fucking
spectacle.
Everyone was talking about it, which is fucking unreal. So good on it. And awesome for that owners because they got a heap of horses named Jenny. And it's because of the daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter's passed away and everything.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, it's just such a good story. He did an interview and said that that was very Jenny-like, that run, because she was no good at the 100 or the 200, but she'd win the 400 and the 800 at athletics and shit like that. So that was cool listening to him talk about that.
That's great stuff.
I think we had a few fucking winners last weekend.
Reggie's. Well, B1 versus B2 this week.
This
week, boys, I'm going to break my cardinal rule. I'm going to go to Durban, race 6, number 12, Apophis.
He's backing one of his.
Same boy, LJ Goff.
Oh.
Strapped by yours truly in T. Barbary. I'm going to have 2 units to win, 3 units to place. Durban, race 6, number 12, Apophis. Barrier 4, Georgina Cartwright to take the reins. Knows him like the back of her hand. Get on.
But what I'm going to do is keep it simple and go prior to Jenny. She's fourth up, fitter now. Hopefully he can kick that little bit harder and hang on rather than
good
get
call.
Done at the 50-metre line.
Yeah, I'll just say right now, I've got five units on
Pride. Five units on Pride, yeah. Yep, yep.
I think it just leads the whole way.
I just think...
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rocker Trophies, raring to go. I'm going horse 7, Pride of Jenny. She was unlucky in the Australia Cup. I think she'll go one better. She's in form. 5 units at $4.20. Jump on her. Stay hard.
I am going to go. Oh, actually, I've got a multi. It's, you know, it's $4.15, but it's a multi. Morfettville, horse 8. Race 8, horse 10, Benedetta. And just because I want the odds to be over $4 this week, I'm going to throw the Raiders head-to-head at $1.34.
And they just pissed in.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you pause
it? Titans in Canberra.
Or can you not? So, before we listen to this next one, good winners there, by the way. That was for the old boys, the Benedetta and Raiders one. Mm-hmm. So, we've got Pedro's bet in here from last week.
Yep.
For in the old boys segment, he went 3 units on a same game AFL multi. There was 6 legs.
Yep.
Goal scorers, disposals. One of the blokes he put in there for disposals was rubbed out on the Friday. Wasn't even the fucking Saturday. He was rubbed out on the Friday. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All the other 5 legs got up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally I'd just assume that they take the leg out and you keep the remaining 5 and you lower the odds because that's what happens with normal multis. With the same game multi on Bluebet, I know this is what they do because I put the exact bet on that Pedro had.
Yeah.
They voided me and they give me the money back. Right. So what are
so
we're
going to make a decision for G1P.
And I'm happy to just lower his odds and give him the win.
I reckon.
Well, how do we decide the odds though?
Bluebet. The actual fucking bookie, that's what they
what if we give him massive overs on odds accidentally?
Well, that won't happen.
Well, let's just lower the odds a bit and give him his – and pay him out because that's what – and then we just stick with that moving forward.
Yeah.
Should we do
that? Yeah, set the standard. I was going to say
we
fuck
could
him.
We void it, but it sounds more fun to give him a bit of –
because if it happened to me, I'd want that as well. I'd want shorter odds, so I'll let him have it.
It was $6.50 originally. I reckon we give him a flat $5.
Yeah.
Because.
How many disposals was it for Chera? 20 plus?
20 plus.
That would have been under $2, surely.
It was definitely. Yeah. But we'll give him fucking $5.
Yep.
For 5 legs, $1 a leg, $5. He had 3 units on.
Better than nothing.
So that's a fair call.
He wins 10 units for the week.
Good on you, Pedro.
Happy with that, Pedro. Okay.
Right, we can play.
Yep, cheers for that. Hold on. Yep.
And the 2-legger gives us $4.15, 5 units on.
Nice.
Nice.
That is great.
Just
hunting.
A nice little fucking solid one for the group.
G'day, Reggies. Old boys versus young guns. Let's go. Let's make some money. The 6-leg molly. Oh, here we go. I'm going to whack 3 units on it. Harry Mackay, 2-plus goals. Charlie Kerno, 3-plus goals. Matty Owies, anytime goal scorer. Matty Cottrell, anytime goal scorer. Patrick Cripps, 20-plus disposals. Adam Chera, 20-plus disposals. Thanks to Bluebet, it's paying about $6.50. Very doable. 3 units.
Beautiful.
Mm.
He's away.
Yeah.
He's away.
He is. I think it's his first time off the mark.
Something's happened before, I think.
He's needed a win.
Yeah,
at least.
In the old boys, definitely.
Yeah, because he's just been putting all of his eggs in the fucking G1.
In the G1P basket. Yeah, righto, sweet. I'm glad we agreed on that because I was like, fuck.
Could have had an update.
No, it's more fun to
The proof was there in me bet slip because I
that's
put
why
the cunt
I was going to say while well, Bluebet said it. So,
yeah, well, that's what we
can't say we don't look after him.
That's what we could have done, but we didn't because we're fucking.
Remember this, Pedro. Fucking remember it, mate.
Righto, let's get into our first segment, the championships.
The champions.
Us three have got our 5 units. As you all know, we give 5 units to the listening group once a week.
Mm.
If you win more than 10 units, I think it is, you got to have a 10-unit fucking profit at least. You get to go again.
Fuck
We've got a freshie in this week. Remember last week's listener went against his own team
yep.
into a fucking Jace, which was a five-legger.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Eels ended up winning. So I think he was – did he say he was going? I thought he said he was going and he was backing against
his
team.
That's even worse, Juju.
Oh, that would have been horrible to watch.
Wow.
No one – well, it would have been good to watch and then horrible to go, fuck's sake, what have I done? Mm. Anyway, made him look like a bit of a fool. But
a little drive-by there from
Greg. Yeah. Well, it did.
Just to drive him
in. That was nice.
He could have been a lot worse. He could have said, like, just said the bet, but he's put himself out there and said, I'm backing against my own team.
Yeah, no one had to know that.
Anyway, thanks for having a crack. Yeah. Should we go first, all the listeners, or what?
Up to you, brother.
Right. No show, mate.
I'll just crank mine out. Because I just – multis always work. I'm going to go a four-leg multi. I'm going to fucking put some racing and a couple of games of footy in. So two racing legs, two footy legs. I think Manal in the Champagne Stakes is the best bet of the weekend, despite linebacker also being in the race. I think linebacker's paying 280 and Manal is paying 230. Mm. So they should Quinella it. I just hope Manal is too good. 1,600 metres is a Champagne Stakes, and Manal got the job done over 1,400, beating Stormboy and all those other two-year-olds last start. So screaming out for the mile. Randwick Race 7, number 7, Manal to win. And I'm going to go to WA because the Quokka is on this weekend. WA's richest race. You've got Amelia's Jewel lining up. You've got Overpass, who won it last year. Some really nice horses. I think King of Sparta is a little over the odds.
King of Sparta's gone over.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ascot Race 8, number 2, King of Sparta to place. You're getting 250 a place there. Into, now I don't do this ever, into my two teams in the footy.
Wow. The Poos and Wee!
So Manal to win, into King of Sparta to place, into the Broncos to win, into Hawthorn to win on Sunday.
Imagine if that's the one that undoes him.
And then I got to sing the fucking song.
Oh.
Someone posted it, the
song. Yeah, I saw that.
If Bronx and Hawks lose, are you a curse?
Yeah.
This is the first time you've done it. I think of it now. You've never backed Broncos at least.
I've done like same games or something with try scorers.
Yeah, you've done it try scorers out of the games, but not head to head.
I've did it actually just because you've made me on that first week
in
Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
And we fucking lost.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing it again.
$11 you're getting, so nice. I'm having 5 units on that.
Yeah, problem, like mate. A bit of thought going into that.
Oh, what's that?
That's the go. Well, sounded like it. Righto, boys. I got a new tactic this week. The baggy reg is back on the dome. Now, the blue bet hat is proudly sitting on this table, but since I've been wearing it, I haven't fucking won a thing, and I'm a big Juju man. So Juju is back on the dome. Well, it's the only thing that makes sense. So, but nothing to do with my punting skills.
We love the app. We love BlueBet, the app. But
just
maybe
this particular hat.
Well, he's done the maths and he's done the research. Well, the answer is the
quick
hat.
Maths, and it's the hat. Right. So hat's on the table. Now, I love getting on wingers and back rowers to score tries in me multis. But I'm going to go about it a different way today. And I'm splitting up a couple of multis. I'm going to winger multi, right, to start off. Now, it's a four-legger, and all of these teams I'm tipping to win is what the wingers are in. So I've got Warriors versus Dragons first, DWZ to score, I think, in that game. Then we go into Panthers, Tigers, Taruva to score. Broncos, Raiders, Arthurs to score. Sharks versus Cowboys, Mulatalo to score. That's paying $10.83. And I'm having 3 units on it.
Copy. Nice.
For those 4. Then I'm swinging. I'm going to back rower multi.
He's going back to his roots.
I'm going back rower multi. I love a fucking back rower steaming over. There's going to be 2 units here. So we're heading to Para versus Dolphins. Now, Para got a pretty good record up in Darwin, I think. They've normally done pretty well up there. Bit of fatigue will set in, I reckon. And Big Sean Lane, the skyscraper, I'm going to score a try. The big long tall.
Surely not.
Out wide. And then we're heading to Gold Coast versus Manly. I think David Fifita is going to score. I just haven't seen him much. I think he's going to dive over.
Well, Goldie are going to win that.
Yeah. And then we're going Sharks to the Cowboys, Britton Nakora. I'm going back on him. Those three paying $48.50. I'm going to have two units on.
I like that.
That's just a three-legger, though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You said Goldie Manly and you didn't say Olakau'atu.
Yeah. Well, man, surprising. So I need to refresh things. Like, I need to be ahead. I can't see Fifita score and then go next week. Yeah, I'm going ahead. Yeah, I think he scores.
Yeah, well, hunting. They will win.
They almost snuck in to my multi, the Gold Coast. Mm. I was going to put
them. They pay like $3.50 or something.
I was listening to something else, and there's a bit of records there that Titans have gone well against Manly in the past and a few different things. I still think Manly will win, but anyway.
Hoping a big Fifita score.
I just hope the big fella scores.
Yep. Nice. I reckon Desi's going to fire him up, eh?
Oh, against his old team. His old side. Big Desley. On 5-star.
That's me anyway.
Beautiful.
Righto. Just because multis always work, like Groper says, I've got two of them. My first one is a four-leg AFL multi, and it's across two games. We've got the first one, which is Carlton GWS. I'm just doing Charlie Curnow, 3-plus goals, and Jesse Hogan, 2-plus. And then that goes into Lions versus Cats. I'm going Jeremy Cameron, 3-plus. And Joe Danaher, 2-plus. That's paying $5, and I'm just putting three units on that. And then for my NRL three-leg multi, it's in the Dragons and Waz game. I'm going Warriors line of 7.5. I'm pretty confident they should pump them, but, you know, just at least an eight-point win.
Are you going minus?
Yes.
Oh, the line.
The line.
The old line.
The old line. I wasn't 13-plus, or I was going to do a fairly high line, so I've gone with the line. Dallin, pretty sure he scored a fuck ton of tries in this fixture last year. Yep. So I'm backing him for two or more again here.
Like
and
that.
Then Sloan, I've backed him before. Mm. He just always scores for Dragons, even when they're playing shit. That's paying $16, and I'm chucking my last two units on that.
Beautiful.
That's the same game?
Same game.
Righto. I like that fucking three-leg, almost $50 multi. Mm. You know,
it's just a couple of second rows.
Well, the thoughts were with it, like, yeah, I just think they're going to be high scoring games as well. And fucking
the same games for me, I just can't fucking get around them because so much shit has to go right that's in the
like,
same game.
Man, that's like the last few weeks. There's been a couple of things, like, I've given it a fair crack with a few of them, and they've all missed by not that much.
Whereas you've gone a try score in three separate games, so it's not so,
Pull off a multi with Danny Levi to score, but when you've got Hamiso and Jesse Arthurs, Hamiso makes a fucking dead ball chase tackle and does his hamstring.
Does the Hamiso sore like, string.
So, like you said, so much can go fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But I won't stop doing them.
No.
Oh, no. Hit one and you make up for your previous 20 losses. Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Morally.
Will never. Responsibly.
Righto. So I'm just going to get this week's listener up. Where are
What's
we?
What's the name of this legend?
Cody Walsh, Reese's brother.
Yep.
He's from Vic. I believe he's from Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
He sent through today.
Mexican.
He's pumped. Let's hear from Reese's brother.
All right, Reggies, time to get back into the winner's circle here. We're not going to fuck around, just get straight into it. Tommy, bear with me here because we're going to the AFL.
It's all right, mate.
We've got the same game multi, Pies versus Port. Nick Dacos, 25-plus disposals. Josh Dacos, 20-plus. Jamie Elliott, anytime goal scorer. And Reeve McGuinness, anytime goal scorer. We're going to put that into another same game multi.
Oh, here we go.
Giants versus the Blues. Tom Green, 25-plus. Paddy Cripps, 20-plus. Aaron Cadman, anytime goal scorer. And Charlie Curnow for 2-plus goals. That's paying $6 at the time of recording.
Is that all?
We're going to chuck three units on that. And then we're going to go off to the Ponies for the remaining two units. We got Mornington race for number 4, Aaron Bay paying $4, like it, eh? And Randwick race 9 number 12, Jimmy Starr $2.80. Going to put both of them in a win multi.
Ooh.
For $11 of the remaining two units on that, and happy punting.
Glorious,
yeah. Nice, Walshy. Yeah,
see nice. The that's where with the same games, man. There's about 8 legs there. And he's getting $6.
Because all of those things definitely should happen. But all you need to have the one bloke to have a stinker, don't you? Or have a little injury or something.
AFL, you got to have so many legs if you want to get
like double digit odds.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're going like five goals or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Because in rugby league, you can't just put a fucking bet on someone to touch the ball 10 times. Yeah. Like you get an AFL.
Cleary to have 10 touches.
Yeah, that'd be paying $1.
Nah, good on you, mate. That was prime. Nice. I like his little horse multi there. That Jimmy Starr, it's had a couple of average runs, but everything before that was like so good. So I'm wondering if you're getting a nice price here.
Bit of value.
A couple of things went wrong in his last two starts, and he wasn't disgraced. So it's like $3 might be a fucking
he's
value.
He's onto something here.
Might be value.
Yeah, good on him. Do you know what annoys me quickly about the NRL same game multis? You can't do tackles. You can't do tackle breaks. You can't do offloads. Why the fuck not?
Like, try assists. Has to do that. Try assists has been a big one for me. Like, as in Walshy, two or more try assists. You know, I'd back that in every fucking
that'd
game.
That'd be way better for me to really analyze shit.
Tackles would be good. Yeah,
like tackles, offloads, or it's weird. I don't know why they don't do it.
The offload one would be hard because, like, what happens if you run? Hit and spin.
But
and
I mean, fantasy points, they do it. Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. So the stats are recorded. That's why I find it weird.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, good on you, brother. Washi. We love your work. Mm. Righto. Let's play the stinger for B1. B2.
The bananas.
B1. Are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Oh, I love it. A couple of great friends of the show, you all know. Let's have a quick shout out to Tom Button Racing, actually. He's gone to Rocky today and he won the fucking Magic Millions race up in Rocky.
What a legend. Yes.
Samantha Collett rode his horse. I've forgotten. The name has just fucking eluded me. Apologies. But he's won it. He's won the fucking Rocky Magic Millions race.
Good on him.
He'll be on the pistol Tuesday, he reckons. So
he should
Was it
be.
Silver Glitter?
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Silver Glitter got the chocolates. And he... What was I going to say?
Forgot. Lost your train of thought.
He had the fucking reg on the whole time getting all his interviews.
What a fucking legend. He reckons never leave so the house without it.
Yeah, had the baggy reg on, got a photo obviously with the jockey, with the trophy. All his fucking interview work was getting done in the baggy reg. So
unreal.
Awesome to see.
Throw it on your button.
And now on to the other guy. We got Barbs.
Big
He's,
Barbs.
Trainer down at the LJ Golf Stable in Brizzy. So they go head to head each week.
Yep.
See who's a tipster. Now, Barbs actually. Is that fucking my phone going
on? No, I think it's Tom's.
I done the spready up. Barbs made a bit of ground because he backed his own.
With the boffers. Yeah.
So did he get the place there?
He got the place, yeah.
He had three units on it as well.
They're only. So Barbs is -21, Button's -12.
Okay.
That's 9 units.
That's fucking.
That is fuck all.
Barbs
fucking
is clawing. He's clawing back
Barbs
to D1.
See, that's that dog in him, bro.
He's got that fucking dog in him.
Do you reckon he'll come in fucking yipping? Or no?
Nah.
Man, we thought he would with Chain of Lightning and he didn't.
Yeah. He's unpredictable.
Yeah. But that was because he was whacking it in the shower and broke his phone, so he's a bit down.
That's right, he was pulling.
Yeah, maybe he might be a bit more up and about this week.
He's got the new blower, I think, and the new phone, so he should be up and about.
Christened it yet.
But we'll hear from the reigning defending B1 first.
Reggie's TBR B1 here. Look, a great day's racing this weekend. I've found a few winners and I'm really confident that I can bounce back to form this week. I'm going to start off with 4 units the win on Brisbane, race 6, horse 12, TikTok Queen. This is a Tony Gollan trained mare, ran a ripping race in the Stradbroke last year. She's had one run back. I think she'll be livened up for this race, well back in grade from that Stradbroke race. $6.50, that's a gift. 4 units the win on her. Then I'm going to go a multi because we know I'm a slut for a multi. Here it is, boys. 3 leg multi, win multi. Race Sydney, race 2, horse 3, Belvedere, boys. This horse has won for me before.
He's backed that before.
Matt Dunn in these highways, can't go around it. Sydney, race 5, horse 7, front page. Very good horse on the way up. Keep following this horse, $2.10. Into Ascot the Quokka. This is a very, very good race over in the west. You. I nearly went this horse as my best bet of the day, but I've just thrown it in my multi. I think it's extremely good value. It's from over there. Obviously, the trainers over there would have their horses sharp for this racing. And this is the best horse in the West. Amelia's Jewel, race 8, number 8. Amelia's Jewel, $3.30. There it is. Three leg multi for one unit. Good luck, happy punning, and remember, the Moya, the fucking Moya.
Yes.
Wait, what was the name of the first one? Jarchi, was it?
Is that what
TikTok
he said?
TikTok Queen.
TikTok Queen.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I see how you can get confused there.
That's good.
I can see how you can get confused.
Oh, sorry.
There.
I just thought it just must be the autocorrecting me.
Pretty easy to get mixed up.
Yeah. Mm. That's for, does that say Jack? Oh, no. Yeah. I can see what's happened there, though.
I've got you back.
Amelia's Jewel, what if we backed that in previously? What have we had to do with that?
Grover steered the country into it at
that's
Bowen.
That's what it was, yes.
At Bowen. That's why I'm like, it gives me scars. Earlier when I heard it, I'm like, I remember Graper just fucking telling everyone, it's our get out. He's like, boys, whatever you've lost, just put it on this cunt.
Because it was late in the day, wasn't it?
It was race 10.
Fixed the bookie screen at Bowen and said, give me juicier odds on Amelia's Jewel. Like, that's what his old boy was saying. The whole day was just steering every cunt into it.
Run about 8.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, that's it. That's why.
Ringing a bell.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking gold. I actually forgot about that. Fucking.
It was a group one, wasn't it?
It's funny.
It wasn't a group. Oh, it was. Yeah. It was a race 10 group one. It was weird.
It's funny, like, since this has all started into the horse racing thing, I'm actually starting to remember horses' names because of certain things and people tipping them. Yeah, and that's right. It's fucking cool. I'm actually starting to.
That one's not a cool one, but.
No, but it's just.
Yeah, don't worry. There'll be plenty more of them stories in the future. righto, that's good. Yep. Buttons, I'm liking that TikTok Queen bet. I really do. Mm. And then he's just gone for the swing multi. I love it. But he's backed up Belvedere Boys before on the show, and it's won. So hopefully they can do that again.
Can you
repeat it? Righto, Barbs.
Reggie's. Well, first things first, just want to wish Mrs. Barbs a very happy birthday for yesterday, as you're all listening.
Mrs. Barbs.
I hope you had a great day, darling, and an even better night tonight.
She listened.
Give her a hope everything went as you wished yesterday. And here we are again, B1 versus B2. Big congratulations have got to go to B1 himself, the big girth, Tommy Button. Great effort, mate, to win the Capricornia Yearling Sale Classic yesterday. The meeting got rained out 10 or 12 days ago and rescheduled to yesterday, being Thursday, and to have that filly set to peak again, mate, all the way back to Bowen and then back to Rocky again, that's a Herculean effort, mate, super job and well done. Well, boys, I did break my cardinal rule last week and that never come off, but Little Apophis was very game in defeat. The horse that won the race has been mixing it with some fairly smart ones in Sydney and even a subsequent Group 1 winner in Chain of Lightning. So his run's been super, and when you take all that into consideration, he'll be back fighting fit and better than ever. Don't worry about that. On to this week. I've got a best, and I'm having a multi. I'm going to have three units on the Kiwi Raider in the Mornington Cup, number 7, Nereus. Brings solid stakes grade form from New Zealand. He's got exceptional soft track form, and the step up to 2400 will suit this son of Savabeel. And I think under a very underrated Kiwi jock in Michael McNabb, he'll take some beating. So that's my best. Mornington Race 8, number 7, three units at $8.50 at the time of recording, Nereus. Now onto the multi. Two units. Eagle Farm, Race 1, number 10, Barassi to win. Into Eagle Farm, Race 2, number 3, Dark Dream, the place. Into Eagle Farm, Race 7, number 8, Russian Alliance to place. Two units on that at $12.50 at the time of recording. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punning.
Lovely.
Nice.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Barbs.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, she tunes in, apparently.
Yeah, listener to the show. Good on her.
Yeah, fucking nice.
Good on her. I don't reckon she'd have a choice. She'd have to listen to Barbs' segment, that's for sure.
Doll, check this out.
Yeah.
Listen to me bark this week.
Listen, look what I said.
Do you know what I hope Barb just cleans one out soon so he can be B1. Imagine I want to hear the fucking just bark.
Nothing
yodel.
Against you, Button, but I would love to hear it as well.
Even just for a week.
Yeah.
Button is humble. He'll just jab Barbary.
Oh, I don't know about the humble call.
He's not.
Because he's definitely.
He won't get on here and bark.
Have a good year back there, son.
Yeah, I reckon Barbs is pacing around practicing for when he's B1.
Yeah.
He's a bit ready. No, he would. He'd have a spiel ready to just throw.
He'll have like on his mirror. It's like, who's B1? You're B1.
Oh, that's fucking
on
awesome.
On your lads. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Hopefully some winners in there for you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Righto. Let's get into the Group 1 this week, fellas.
Let's go.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1. And there's another Group 1 success.
Now, I might be wrong here, but I don't think there is a Group 1 next week. So this might be our last Group 1 bet for... it'll only be a couple of weeks.
Just on
me.
Halt.
Do you think? Me. Do you think we do a similar thing, just pick a race?
Let me... Just before we go,
someone just get, no. I was just meaning like if that happened and it was for a while.
Just tell me to shut up because there is fucking the Australasian Oaks is next weekend, as well as the Robert Sangster Stakes. The Adelaide Carnival picks up, and then what happens is I think there's probably one or two weeks where there's not, and then you got the Brisbane Carnival where you've got all the Brizzy group ones.
Yep.
So,
copy.
Yeah, we will. Mate, what should we do there, though? When
well,
there isn't
I was just
on?
Thinking someone gets to pick a race.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Everyone just gets to pick a horse in it.
But
it's
the Group 1 segment, mate.
Yeah, we don't
I'd be happy to just put it on
it's
hold.
It's your show, mate.
Yeah, we'll just put it
it's
on hold.
It's a buy round.
It's a buy. Yeah, everyone gets 5 units.
Yeah, perfect. That sounds pretty A grade, but anyway.
We won't be keeping. We'll just be sitting neutral. Yeah, righto, sweet. We sorted that out. Good. Mm. So this week, it was G1P's pick, which is fucking dangerous.
Oh, dangerous.
He got to pick the race this week.
He's already got a fucking upper
hand.
He's
gone through and he had two choices between the Champagne Stakes and the All-Aged Stakes, and he's gone Randwick Race 8, the All-Aged Stakes. Mm-hmm. Wait for age. No, as you probably guessed by the name, there's no age limits or anything like that. We're over 1,400 metres. We're at Randwick. Look, there's not too much for me history in this race. You know how sometimes I go into the history.
Yeah.
Not too much going on there. So I think we'll just move straight into it, eh? Because I think this horse, there's one thing worrying me about number 9, Espiona, because she was an absolute certainty beaten in the TJ's last start. She was beaten 0.8 of a length behind the winner, which was Chain of Lightning, and did not even get a crack until 100 to go. But that's what fucking happens. That's a race pattern. Gets back, needs luck, and it's a fucking pain in the ass. But loves 1,400, wait for age still, gate number 8, just needs the slightest little bit of luck to win. You're getting $4, which is good. The only worry is that she was absolutely peaking in the TJ. And so is this like an afterthought because she didn't win that race? They've gone, oh, we'll have a crack at this one.
While she's sort of...
While she's going well, but it's like when you train them to peak on a day and then 2 weeks later you ask them to go again, sometimes they don't.
It's like backing up for A's.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, or playing a fucking grand final and then... In the AFL, drawing it and then having to play again the next week.
After you're playing your Reggie's grand final and having to play your A grade grand final.
Yeah.
You just don't give a
exactly.
Fuck
there you go. You prep yourself, you go, you run really well, you don't get any luck. Oh, we'll have a go at this one. So that's my only concern. But what I'm going to do is have 4 units on her at $4. And then I am also going to have a unit on a saver, a little saver I like to call it. Magic Time loves the 1,400 as well and should be like make its own luck on speed out of barrier 6. Third up could be peaking. So you're getting $9 for Magic Time. I'll have a unit on it as well.
That's lovely.
Can I just that was the blue bet market, by the way, I'm looking at here. We've got $9 for Magic Time and you're getting, $4 Espiona. What's going on with number 1, before I get your bets, what's going on with Private Eye, boys? Because he's an elite performer and he has just been so terrible since he ran second to Imperatriz in the Lightning.
Mm.
Over 1,000 metres, he's never, like, he was never going to, no one thought he would win that race over 1,000 because he always wants 1,200 or 1,300. He's just been so bad in his last two.
I'm surprised he's paying $8.50.
I know.
I thought he'd be in the 20s again.
I'm going, is he screaming out for the 1,400? Yeah. Is that what people are seeing?
Maybe just, that's what they're banking on.
I just don't understand.
I will not be.
J-Mac on board too.
J-Mac has gone. He's. I reckon it's the J-Mac fucking effect of why he opened up at 10 and he's into 850. Seriously.
100%. Mm. He definitely draws in the punters.
Yeah, I don't
know. He does, especially one sitting to my right.
Yes, especially when they're wearing all blue.
So, yeah, I'm a bit, don't know what's going on with him. But anyway, I'm going to back Espiona and Magic Time. Sunshine in Paris is the danger for mine, but yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you
got,
Take
Tommy? It away, boys.
Mate, I am going Sunshine in Paris. Five units on the nose, one from one at the distance. I think it's two wins and a second jockey, like with the jockey. I just think it looks good. Third up, one from one, like I said, and, yeah, I just think it looks good.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
So hunting. All 5 units on the snot.
Confident.
Sits midfield. So barrier two. Might be a little concerned, but you got to fucking jump from somewhere. So.
That's right. Righto. Well, off the back of that, I'm on Sunshine in Paris as well, but I'm just doing 4 units on it. It ran well enough in the TJ, I thought, so still give me a bit of hope here. But it's only going to improve and go better at the 1400. Mm. So drawing barrier two, like you said, but I don't think that – I reckon it'll use it to its advantage, honestly. And Neesham trained. Love to see that.
And Maloney has gone down from Brizzy.
Yes.
Jockey, so.
You're getting $4.60 odds, so.
$4.80 now on the blue bet market
even better,
here.
So it's just ready to go. So, yep, 4 units on that. And then my last one, I'm just going to throw on Buenos Noches because I'm not ready to count it out yet. It's had a great barrier. Zara on board. Paying $31, so it's just, I'll just slap 1 unit on it.
29 now.
29 going down. But, yeah, there's some great horse in this race. Magic Time. What's number 12?
Southport Tycoon. The Colt. You got NCAP, Colt.
With Magic Time. I think I won on Magic Time in the Punters Club last year. So, but
Tis Invincible, the Philly. J-Mac.
Yeah, some
it
great
has
horses,
not been going well enough. This
Sunshine
prep.
In Paris, I reckon this is its chance to take the win.
Buenos Noches, paying 29s, should be what Private Eye is getting.
You also got Chain of Lightning, who won.
Just won a TJ.
Won the TJ, but I feel like with Chain of Lightning, and this isn't to knock it at all, it wasn't the best horse in that race, even though it won.
No, it felt the like best horse was, ran about sixth.
That's right. So I think Chain of Lightning will... It won't improve here. It'll barely get a place.
I reckon the same. I reckon it'll run really well, probably to the same level, but it won't improve.
Yeah, it had its best race already, and now it'll go down.
But you may as well have a throw at the stumps if you're fucking the ownership group.
I doubt Barbary will steer away from it.
You reckon?
Well, why would you? If he's backed it for the win, it'd be hard for him to not have
well,
at least
a unit.
Well,
I don't think you're going to get the conditions. Like, it was a heavy track.
That's why, as well, you can't really take anything from the TJ because it was just an absolute fucking heavy.
Yeah, it was a klutz eight. Klutz eight by the time they raced on it.
So.
But yeah, back on top of the ground now. They should be anyway.
That's why I like Sunshine in Paris too because couldn't ride it off in the TJ with those conditions.
Beautiful.
Righto.
I'll tell you what, if Big Buffalo chugs along and does what he was meant to do when I backed him last start, I will fucking go off.
Just sneak in for a place.
At 41s as we look at the market here. Righto, let's hear from Keats.
Reginald, the All A Stakes rounds off the Sydney Carnival on Saturday, and let me be certain, this carnival wasn't very fruitful for Keats. Number 11, Magic Time, to be ridden by Mickey D for the very astute Graham Begg Stable, is third up on Saturday, and you know what this means, listeners, will be peaking. Impeccable record, having won 5 races from only 10 starts, and has contested group racing for the most part of these starts. At the juicy odds of $9.50, I'll be having all 5 units on the snozzle. Until next week, happy punting, stay safe.
Nice.
Beautiful.
You had a little tickle on Magic Time, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keys has gone all five on it.
Yeah. I had one on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had one unit on Brennus Notches.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Yeah, I had one on it.
I knew one of yours did.
I like it, though.
Pedro? G1?
Pedro. Hello, Reggie. Here we go. Race 8, all-age stakes, Group 1. Over 1,400 metres. Another hard one, but I won't go into it too much. I like number 12, Southport Tycoon.
Shit!
Do you want a good barrier? Jamie Carr's on the back.
Ooh-ah.
It's in great form. It's come off a couple of trials. Thanks to Bluebats, paying about $6.50. So, J Carr, let's go. 5 units, Southport Tycoon. Cheers.
The Colt. He's gone, the Colt. Who won the Australian Guineas, I think.
I've got to admit,
beat Riff Rock at home, beat V8 home.
Got to admit, looking through him, I just didn't, like, once he said that, had a bit of a look at it and going, ooh, I didn't really.
Well, when you beat Riff Rock at home and then he comes out and wins a fucking derby, it's like,
it's a great horse.
But 1,400, though, I'm just thinking.
That's why I've steered away from it.
Too short, but time will tell.
We got a win on Pride of Jenny last week and Pedro wasn't on it, so does that mean that we don't have to back, I don't have to copy him anymore?
Well, yeah, maybe he should have copied you.
That's right.
We'll see.
We will see. He's still about 80 units ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got a few to play with. Rocket.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. For the Group 1 tip this week, we're off to Randwick. Race 8, Sweps, All Age Stakes. I'm going for horse 12, Southport Tycoon. He's jumping from gate 5. He's got Jamie Carr on board, a 3-year-old chestnut colt. Recently trialled well. 5 units at $6.50. Jump on him, stay hard.
Oh dear.
Oh, jumping on Tycoon.
Yeah. It's a good bet. It's a good bet. B1 Button, let's see if he runs through the field this week.
Tells us what's shit
and what's Reggie's TBR here for the Group 1 All-Age Stakes. Look, I'm well behind in this segment and I definitely need to start making some ground. I've come up with number 10, Sunshine in Paris in this. Look, it was a fairly good run. It's first up run. It comes into this race. one go at 1,400 for one win. It's $4.50. I'm going to have 4 units on it to win and I'm praying that it salutes for me. And then I'm going to have 1 unit on a straight first four because it's to make up ground quickly and I'm going to have a swing. Numbers will be 10, 12, 9 and 14. Straight first four for 1 unit. Good luck. Happy punning. And remember, the Moya. The fucking Moya.
Oh, he's got Tiz Invincible in
there. Yeah, so that's Espiona, Sunshine in Paris, Southport, Tycoon.
Nah, he said 10, 12, 9 and 14.
Yeah, Tiz Invincible.
Nice. Ooh.
$29 for Tiz Invincible.
To rare. Yeah, it's, she's been terrible.
Yeah. It has, actually.
Righto, Mabs.
Babs.
Righto, Reggie's Group 1 racing. Now, first of all, yes, I did make a blue last week with the whole Royal Ascot debacle instead of saying fucking Royal Randwick. But as Gropes said, there was a bit on and it was looking like I wasn't even going to get any bets in. We got there in the end, didn't fucking help me though. Would have probably preferred it not to have got him in and not dusted the 5 units in both segments. But anyway, on to this week. The time-honoured all-age stakes, 1,400 at Group 1 level. I'm tipping Espiona's going to feature very heavily here, but I'm going with a separate form line.
Uh-oh.
I'm going the 12 in Southport Tycoon. The Australian Guineas winner last start. He was fucking awesome winning that particular race. An old Jamie Carr sticks fat, one ride, one win. 6 weeks between runs. His record's awesome, and I think that last start win boosts his confidence again. I'll be having all 5 units on him at $6.50 at the time of recording. Number 12, Southport Tycoon, and the time on it, all age stakes. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
So is that G1P, Rocket, and Barbs all
loading? I'm not even going to look into it too much. I'm going to look at it as, well, they're wasting 15 units.
Yeah, that's right. Sucked in.
Yeah. I've got full confidence in Sunshine in Paris.
I do like Espiona. He's, just when you go to the, I'm on the laptop here, not on the Bluebet app, but on the Bluebet website, and you just hit that first, that last start, 1 of 16 at Flemington, over 1,600, and you see second V8 who went out and won its next start at, was it Rose Hill? in the George Ryder, won a Group One.
Oh, yeah.
Beat fucking Lady Laguna by a snout.
Oh, you backed that's it. Right.
By so that's come out and won a Group dick. One. Riff Rocket has won his next two. And Southport beat
him. Yeah, it's been some great horses.
Southport beat them all home, but anyway. I still like Espiona. Hopefully she...
confident, boys. We've got to back
hopefully
ourselves.
She's got plenty of petrol in that tank because, like I said, she didn't get out until 100 to go last start. Now, boys, we're going to be pushing time if we move into the next segment.
Yeah. Are you going to spiel us?
Geez,
so
great.
I have enough time to fucking get on today.
Angle Park Race 4. Start there. I'm going to go with a dog out of box 4. And this is what they all the girls used to say after they'd met G1. Supreme Sword.
Did they?
No. None of them said that. So we got, Angle Park Race 4, Box 4, Dog 4, Supreme Sword.
What steered you into this cunt?
He looked down in the shower and went, yep.
He's had 11, he's had fucking 17 goes at the distance for zero wins.
Jesus Christ.
He's had 15 goes at the track for zero wins. But he's jumped out of box 4 11 times and got one win.
Okay.
And he's had 74 career starts for 14 wins, 15 seconds, and 8 thirds. That's fucking not bad going. And I'll tell you what I like. No dog in box 5, boys. We got a vacant
space.
Box.
Yeah.
The 6 is the one to beat, but let's just hope he gets in all sorts
hopefully
of dramas.
Seven just
mate, I'm with you. Let's
absolutely I'm riding with you.
What steered me in? The fucking name.
Yeah.
Pure name.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, that's all you gotta go off with dogs, really.
Oh,
if you like a name, you're fucking.
Well, that's how it's been working
for
us.
Should we set the old laptop up?
Yeah, we'll do. What do we got? A minute 50.
Yeah, a minute 50.
Why can I not boost that is pissing me off. Come on, Bluebet. I just want a Bluebet boost it. Let me boost. Add to slip.
It has been interesting.
I cannot
take
boost.
This little bit of time to plug our wagering partner, Bluebet. It has been interesting watching everyone getting on the podcast Royale markets and the things swing around a bit.
Yep.
It's pretty wild to just scroll through and see the whole
every
card
time there. I scroll through and see it, I just go.
Yeah. Wait, what there about?
Just, I love how it just says plain Groper too, and Jarchi. Yeah.
There's no official names.
Klutzy Tom.
Klutzy Tom. Just quickly, while we're talking about Bluebet, have you noticed that the punters must have cleaned them out on the Pride of Jenny top two last week? And there's
fucking
no
earth.
Top two special this week.
Oh, mate.
We got them, boys.
We got one.
We got them.
Old mate has been strutting around the headquarters, got his ass whooped, and he's been told to get back in there.
He would have sat down, watched him being leading by 30 lengths, and just went, why have I offered them that?
Tell you what, they did well a couple of weeks before it, though.
That's right. They probably would have went even with it all anyway.
Because I hit those two, and
Stormboy
I don't think
two,
I got on Jenny.
They drew me in,
good on him.
Righto. The Supreme Sword. Look at him. He looks good.
Oh, what colour is he?
Blue. Box 4.
Does
look
he,
at that.
Does he
vacant?
Have a Supreme Sword?
I meant like as in
if he's just got a forearm just dragging along when he runs.
Look at that. No box 5, boys.
Oh, we got a Brindle?
No.
Heaps box of shit
five.
In Brindle.
What?
She's just a fucking bitzer.
Can you talk English?
Yeah, you
Brindle.
Elaborate?
Brindle dog. Oh, just a bit of shit thrown in it everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bit of a rough coat on it.
I didn't know what a fucking mongrel was until the other day. I just thought it was a word you call some cunt you don't like.
We just call them, if it's a bit of everything, just call it a bitzer. Bits of this, bits of that.
Oh, yeah, right. Nice. Well.
Well, obviously, this thing's a greyhound, though.
like when someone's got that dog in them, like, oh, on the footy field, oh, he's got mongrel in him.
Yeah, that just
means there's fucking bloody crossbreeding going on.
Mm. A team I used to verse, Tannum Seagulls, actually, they used to yell out mongrel set
Mongrel set.
Coming out of their own end.
That's good, eh?
And then even in they had it for everything, actually. They'd say it in defense, they'd say it in attack. It was just a fire the fuck up,
just
boys.
A mongrel set.
Yeah, never worked for that. Them, but.
Oh, last in, is it? Oh, no, there's still a few out.
Almost feel like standing up for this, but I want to be in the camera
Supreme
shot.
Supreme sword. Hopefully he comes out swinging.
His sword just swinging.
Hopefully
everywhere.
The seven just takes the six out because six is a red hot favorite.
Six is red
well, that's
hot.
All we got last week was just a fucking.
Come on, bit early speed from the sword. Way.
Bit early speed from the seven too, so we can take the six out.
Clip the six.
Go oh. then. Oh, the sword.
Oh, sword.
Get out,
sword.
Get out, sword.
Oh, his sword's.
Nice.
Fuck
sword
off, is, six.
Nice. Sword is in front.
Fuck off, nice. Six. Fuck off,
go,
six.
Go. Oh, here we go. One, here take go, the six sword. Out. Oh, his sword. It's
swords going
to win.
All right.
It's swords to win.
It's swords sword to win. Good. It's on his own paw. He's kicked.
Are you kidding?
He's go fucking
sword,
kicked. Go, sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go
the sword. Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Go the sword.
Yeah. Fucking come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
From the start.
Oops, I did it again.
Back to back.
That had nothing going for it. I purely pissed. I put $10 in before the show and went, I'll just get on it. I was thinking that bet stunk.
17 goes at the distance for not a single win. 15 goes at the track for not a single win. Stick the form down your pipe and smoke it.
Fucking oath. What
right
a start,
Jenny-esque.
What a landing hell is.
The sword.
What a start to the week. Wait,
and the six had a fucking good start too. It was six. Yeah. Should have run it down.
Wow.
Two-dog race, yeah.
That was unreal.
That was a great run.
I just kept thinking the six was going to mow it. Like, as
yeah,
in,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
worried
yeah.
when it was at a lead, I'm like, home. Oh, well, $2 favourite. It hasn't been clipped. It's
that's
just going to wind
didn't...
him up.
No, no.
We were all like, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, sometimes when they get a ping at start, yeah. we get all geared up. Mm. We all just went,
well, because
okay.
the six was second.
Started well.
Okay.
That's beautiful
fuck,
stuff.
That's good.
That I said
good
it last
stuff.
Week. I'll say it again. It is just that good. Getting a grey on a Thursday night.
Well,
and then it just builds up for the weekend.
There's your cream.
It is when you have 50 on that cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit more as well.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Fucking
see
nice.
That?
Love it.
I've just seen the name and thought, hey, I can tell a joke about me when I...
And see, sometimes
make
it's
a
just
joke
a bit
about
of
my
juju.
Cock. Juju.
I can tell a joke from back in me heyday. Let's back this. I love your reaction. What steered you to this cunt?
Well, I just was looking at every number bar a one in its recent form going,
there was no
fucking,
wins there.
What is this thing?
Yeah, that's recent form. And then you look at the distance and track form and it was fucking.
Not much better.
Ah,
how
fuck
good.
Yeah.
It's fuck, even, that's prime.
How good's dog punting?
Oh, it is amazing. Short, sweet.
Mongrel
just
punting.
Just
absolute grub punting.
Oh, and now I've just loaded for the weekend. Oh, I love it. I fucking
how
love
it. How good's punting?
Oh, yes. How good is it?
Cheer how good's punting bit. When you're all on something as well?
Yeah.
We're not going against each
this
other. We're just
fucking
responsibly, though. That was the most responsible bet I've ever done.
Yeah, that was quite
responsible. So responsible.
How good's Groper's Greyhound segment going?
Yeah. Great idea.
I'm
going to
have to.
Fucking great idea to bring it in.
Might have to do the ROI on that.
Yeah, start putting it in your championships and fucking old boys.
Oh, the listeners are going to be spewing.
Because you said.
Well, no, they've put in the group today, like, what's the Greyhound tonight?
Oh, so they can get on it too.
And I'm going.
Yeah, but will that fuck up the juju?
That, but also, they only want to know because we've won a few.
Yeah,
you
that's
watch
right.
When we lose three in a row, it'll be, oh, fucking you suck.
We don't want them anymore.
But just listen to us win. That's
that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Is that two from, is that?
That's two in a row.
We're on a heat
back to back.
And you just got to look at the form, boys.
Swinging sword.
That's all you got to do.
Just look at the form.
If there's a sword that's swinging with an empty box.
It was fuck all to do with the name and all to do with form.
There's a sword about to swing in an empty box. You just let it go, boys.
His sword will be fucking swinging after that race.
Fucking oath.
My sword's swinging. That was
a little red rocket just hanging out.
There's speaking of your sword, there was a few comments on your photo you put up,
man,
about your big
how
cock.
Funny is that, though? It's just like, the old weight loss thing. It's
he put
just
up
because,
progress photos.
Just because my little sword's sitting on the top of my beanbag. Everyone thinks it's a fucking. Everyone thinks it's just the big sword. I'm like, that is the opposite of what that is.
So you went for like, I've lost weight. And everyone's just gone, look at your penis.
I went for just, I'm just going to put some jocks on and look at how much weight I've lost. Nah, everyone's straight to the cock.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There was, because I, when I looked at it, I went, fuck me dead. It's been up for an hour and there's like over 100 comments. So I clicked on it and it was all just fucking, sword. How's the cock on it?
Look at his fucking sword.
Anyway.
All blokes.
Look, there's worse things that could be spread rumours about you.
I've
got plenty worse than that.
Fuck yeah. So, it's better than fucking the other way.
Yeah.
Rumour that you're
true.
Where is his sword?
Better than the truth.
There was a couple socks shoved down there.
Righto, let's fucking move in to the old boys versus young guns.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Now, this is actually becoming my favourite segment because it seems to be the only time we get a win.
Well, he's one of us.
But all six of us have got our five units. The three old boys, the three of us have got our five units, but it's everyone's fucking returns added up.
Yes.
I'll do a little, because we're in front, we'll do a little fucking ROI
Are
check.
We positives yet? Surely not.
No.
We're pushing it, though.
We're neg 35 and they're neg 93. So we've got about 60 units on them, which is nothing when you've got swingers.
That's right.
And
they do all swing.
They're all swingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keys in the bowl type swingers.
We have like a, sometimes, you know, you'll go with something safe and then Tom or I will swing.
Yeah.
They don't communicate to each other. They don't give a fuck.
No.
They're just like, okay, well,
saying that though,
my name's Pedro.
We
He's
should
a
probably
leg
start
multi.
Doing that. It would be smart if we start having little meetings.
Have I not been doing the
That's
same?
That's what you've kind of set it up for us and
yeah,
just allowed
you've been doing the same.
I've set
you
the swinging up.
Boys, right.
I've got a swing here.
I've got a short thing this week. You
well,
wait.
Fucking take us away.
All right.
I'll put him on the pump.
Yeah, he's like, hang on. Can you hear something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
here
we fucking go, boys. The run starts now. We're off to the Crows.
Just going to play the whole time.
Yes. Crows versus the Bombers. I'm all about juju. The nest is cleared. The boys are fired up, and we're going to fucking rip in to a five-leg multi in the game. First one, we're going the Crows to win 1-39. Then we're heading Ben Keys and Josh Rochelle, anytime goal scorers. Then we're going Mitchell Hinge and Brody Smith, 20-plus disposals. That's paying $5.60 and five units on it. Shut up
Fuck
and take
yeah.
my money. Up
Fuck
the fucking
own.
Crows.
Oh, I love that.
The crom.
He's done it. He's done
that
it.
Is felt prime.
Off the back of the Crows.
I thought I startled you there when I was like, well, take us away.
Mm. Yeah. That lined up with Quino with the sound. And yeah, I was just like, righto, mate. We'll fucking hit him with...
That was prime.
Hit him with the squawking.
Oh, that's fucking gold.
I could never
How
even
many legs?
Four, one, two, three, four, five.
Oh, with the win as well.
Yeah.
The margin.
So, yeah, Adelaide, 1-39. Ben and Josh, anytime goal scorers and 20-plus disposals for both Mitchell Hinge and Brody Smith.
Nice.
I couldn't even do, say, like, Cats were playing amazing, got a big win. I couldn't just get on here and go, meow, 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 meow. Well, that'd just be fucking gammon.
Well, you just did, so.
Yeah, true.
Might clip that
We
up.
Could clip yeah. that and put it on repeat.
On repeat, just me meowing.
Just the 3 seconds of meowing.
I went on there and did a little bit of research, like went up and looked
well,
at stats.
Well, that was noticed, yeah. Hmm.
Went and did, looked at some stats, like, you know, what the averages were. I reckon it's coming off.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I've got full faith. I'll be backing that personally.
Why I'll be backing it. Because you just saw what happened with a fucking dog that had had 17 right. cracks at the distance and never won. So Tom betting on AFL is not that far-fetched.
Maybe you've opened the doors for juju and just vibe
Mate,
bets.
If that is literally 100% juju. Them being a week late hearing me yarn, which steered them into their first win, which steers them into the best run the AFL's ever seen, which steers
the finals.
Us into today, which steers me wearing the baggy reg. It's fucking coming off.
It's
wow.
full
that
juju
bet has
spec.
Have fucking aligned.
It's
it happens.
Full juju spec.
It just happens. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
And they're playing Essendon, so fucking... The only worry for me is that they don't win 40-plus. There you go.
Mm.
That is ballsy.
No, Essendon are all right.
Should we hear from Rocket?
Yeah.
We'll do the old...
We'll probably fucked off. Up the order.
That's all right.
Poor old Quino.
Punters, Queenslanders, Rocket Ruffies raring to go. Let's go with the old boys versus the shirt lifters. We're off to the Dragons Warriors game on the weekend.
Oh, going to his team. Four-leg
multi, anytime try scorers in Sloan, Latini, Selesniak,
oh dear,
Lomax, and Sean Johnson.
Ooh.
5 units at $55.
Oh, shit.
On it, stay hard.
If that's a high scoring match, it makes me nervous.
So those are the ones that you have to put on personally so that you benefit from it somehow if it wins.
Stick on DWZ, Sloan, Lomax, and SJ.
Yeah.
Doable.
Those first two bets is what
it's against his side too. He's a Dragons man.
Through. Well, he's just four try scorers. So.
Yeah.
Mm. There's got a bit of Pedro about it too, actually. Remember when he used to just do that? Maybe they have been talking.
Yeah. Maybe they have.
He's like, oh, hey, Rocket, just try this.
Maybe G1P steered him. Nah, Rocket loves those two.
Mm.
He's done that before for sure. Are you going? Me going? You going?
All right, I'll go. Starting off, I'm doing another multi. We got Doggies versus Knights. I see a lot of value in this because head-to-head odds, they're pretty similar. But I'm going Dogs head-to-head. I've also tipped them. At a car anytime, he'll just roll over. And then bloke who is going to stand up for Newcastle, even a loss, it's Ponga. I think he'll dive over for a meaty. And it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going overs, 41.5. It's paying $12, and I'm putting 4 units on that.
Nice.
Then for my last unit, I'm swinging because it's just a massive groper each way round for both codes, like we stated on Tuesday. So first leg is Collingwood head-to-head. Second leg, Carlton head-to-head against Giants. Third leg, Geelong head-to-head against the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Manly head-to-head. Brisbane Broncos head-to-head. And then Sharks head-to-head, paying $24.
Holy.
1 unit on it.
Wowza.
It's gone three head-to-heads from the NRL, three head-to-heads from the AFL.
Six-legger.
Six legger. The AFL ones are the three biggest each ways of the round too.
Yeah, that's right. What I was going to say. So you've stated that it's an each way round, but you've gone it.
Yes, because I've found it feels like value.
Yeah, true. Because you're getting teams that you think will win, and they're paying near $2.
That's right.
It's an each way.
Everyone's above like $1.60, $1.70.
True.
So.
Well, I really hope it comes off.
Who'd you all tip in the AFL tonight?
The
Saints or the Dogs?
I did Saints, I think.
I tipped the Saints too.
Let me quickly check.
It's currently 52-13.
For St Kilda?
To the Dogs.
Awesome, I tipped St Kilda.
Same.
Boy, currently 6-6 in the NRL.
Yeah.
Michael Jennings scored.
That's it. True shit.
Big Janko's gotten over.
The big old.
He is old.
Good on him. But we'll hear from G1P.
Yes.
What's he got?
G'day, Reggies. Here we go, old boys versus young guns. Well, I'm going to split my units up again, and I have a eight-leg, yes, that's right, eight-leg AFL Super Saturday goal scorers multi.
Oh, wow.
So here we go. Charlie Dixon, two or more. Jamie Elliott, two or more. Harry Mackay, two or more. Charlie Curnow, two or more. Jeremy Cameron, two or more. Joe Danaher, two or more. Joy Amos to them all, and Jake Waterman to them all. So that's across the four games on the Saturday, Super Saturday. Thanks to Bluebet, that's paying about $21. 2 units on that. That's very doable, all them goal scorers.
8 legs for $21.
And with my remaining 3 units, doing something different, I'm doing a J-Max special.
Ooh,
that's right, with a four-leg place multi.
You are your father.
So here we go. Race 7, calls. Number 3, broadsiding. Race 8, number 1, Private Eye. Race 9, number 12, Jimmy Star. Race 10, number 12, Kazoo. So they're all J-Mac rides.
Uh-oh.
4-leg place multi. That is paying, this blue bet, about $10. So 3 units on that. All right, lads, attack.
I didn't hear the place at the start. So when he said Private Eye, I went, is he stupid?
That'll be his biggest leg, though.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Fucking, if he's only getting $10 for the rest.
Do you know, I love doing that personally. just for fun on a Saturday or a Sunday when there's like three games of footy on,
yeah,
I'll put like what I think will definitely happen over three games and then individual multis.
Yeah,
normally
yeah.
lose, but it's fun yeah, to yeah, do yeah. for the day.
Definitely. Yeah.
You got to have a you, – if you're going to put some bets on, it's always good to have a little five on all of them oh, combined.
Yeah. Mate, I like –
because what if it all just pulls off?
Yeah.
I'm just pumped for this weekend because obviously the Biffin happening next weekend. Quiet one this weekend, but literally it's just going to be sports and having a bit of a stab at everything on the punt.
Fucking now we've loaded the kiddies.
Oh, yeah. Haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Pedro, with that eight-leg AFL multi, he's just done what I've done in the championships but just ballsier.
Mm-hmm.
I did the four leg with goal scorers. And see where I'm watch like, me. Come.
What I mean when he's gone eight leg goal scorers, they've all got to kick two, and he only gets $20 for it.
Yeah, because you got blokes like Charlie Kerno who'll pay like $1.60 to kick two or more, yeah. three or more.
Fair enough.
Close games too, so it's like their odds go way higher for more goals.
Mm. Righto, well I'll have a go.
Have a go, mate.
I'm now that we just spoke about the normal tactic, I'm spreading the wings slightly, ever so slightly.
Copy.
I'm going to Eagle Farm Race 8, number 3, All That Pizzazz. Anyone else remember that horse?
Yes, friend of the show.
We won in the fucking... we won a punters club bet with it. You were actually at my house when we did that, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He's very fast, very fast. Hopefully that's been prepped to win first up over the 1,000 metres. With the Brizzy Carnival upcoming, might be targeting bigger races, but I reckon it's definitely an each-way play here. You got Prince of Boom. He was an absolute flop last prep. Remember, he broke down first start, never really got
Didn't
going.
Didn't have, like, cardiac arrhythmia or something.
Yeah. Mm. So he's come back now and he's got, like, he's paying 380 or something. So I've literally just gone pen.
Line yeah. straight through
so
it.
So that's why you're getting nice odds here for All That Pizzazz. The favourite's number 2, Zara Stroh. That's the one to beat for sure. 4 from 4 at Doomben, but I'll take it on. Hopefully, I think there's going to be heaps and heaps of speed on, so 4 or 5 of them that want to lead.
Oh, yeah.
All That Pizzazz will just sit in behind and just explode at the 200, and I'll say, fucking see you later. So I'm going to go 3 units win, 2 units place at $7 a win and $2.30 a place.
Nice.
Fucking oath.
After that little spiel, imagine if it does.
Let's just hope.
Come out at 200 and Big G is just whipping his own ass home.
Oh, I just hope as soon as they bounce that there's like 5 of them all hunting for the
lead.
You
sound very confident, mate.
And I'll just
go,
oh, yes, this is perfect.
Fucking oath.
But, yeah, first up, so you never know. But, yeah, 3 units win, 2 units place, All That Pizzazz. Keto?
Reginald's, start panicking, boys. Your daddies are coming for you. Well done, Pedro. I believe there's been a bit of controversy, but you got the multi, and the Reggies will pay on that. Keto's Blue Bet old boy has found a nice 2-horse multi at Ascot on Saturday, both to be ridden by the informed Damien, I'm in the fast lane, coming across from Melbourne. Race 8, number 8, Amelia's Jewel, $3.40. Race 10, number 7, The Boss Lady, $3.25. Coupled together, you're getting $11 on Blue Bet,
nice.
5 units, the win multi. Happy button. Come on, the old boys.
Nice.
That's not a silly bet, that one.
Not at all. Not like he's 200 and something. No. 314 it ended up being when we posted to
Holy
one last
fuck.
Week. He had a unit the win, 4 units the
You
place.
Know, he'll get one day.
Yeah, yeah, it was only a 2-horse multi. Anyway.
But
yeah. He didn't. They both run about
that
eight,
one seemed a lot more safer, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Especially with the
Sounds
old jewel.
Like the Jewel might be the bet over there.
Mm.
I'm hoping
I
it's
didn't
not
really
all hype,
even
though.
Have a look at I'd never really take much notice to
I
her,
honestly
so.
Like Overpass again because he makes his own luck on the speed whereas she gets back
oh,
and
so
fucking runs.
Don't
on.
Put all your money on Jewel in the last.
I didn't back it. I didn't tip it.
Well, if I'm referring to you
yeah,
last
I
year.
Know. I didn't tip it, but fucking do whatever you want.
Hey, Button, I think I might back it.
Button and Keto have tipped it. That's all I was getting at.
The Bowen boys like it.
The Bowen boys.
Furthest away from fucking where it's running.
Yeah.
Quite literally, yeah. See, we yeah. probably are. Yeah.
Righto, sweet as. Well, that's it. That's all we've got time for. Another fucking cracking punch show.
Fucking hope.
Loved it. Don't forget to gamble responsibly. If you... get out of control, set a fucking deposit limit, eh?
And massive shout out to our wagering partner, Bluebet. You know, couldn't make sure you get around them. Download the Bluebet app. Get around the fucking true blue Aussie bookie. And that's right. Look,
if you haven't,
it's
going to
change this week, boys. I can smell the juju on my bets.
Yeah.
Something, get on.
Something's speaking. Speaking of steering everyone into shit. Juju over here has just tried his best to steer everyone in.
Yeah, because they're going to win, so fucking get on responsibly.
Very nice. And if you haven't had a look yet at the fighting markets, check them out.
Check them out, yeah.
Yeah, the Reggie's multi. Can we see what that's paying?
We forgot to hold you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
bend over, mate.
We forgot to hold Tom.
Yeah, so I've been holed last week on my Manly multi. I had...
vigorous.
Turbo was the only leg that didn't come off, and Waddell made a break. Turbo steaming on the left. No cunt there, and Big Doughboy didn't pass him the ball.
It was to the point where Turbo even threw his arms up in the air, like, as in, why didn't you pass me the ball?
But anyway,
it was a perfect fullback play, backing up when there's a break been made, he didn't get the footy. And yeah, sent it to Tom when I was watching the highlights and just went, this actually, sting.
Yeah. Anyway, so you get that.
That's yeah, fun. But look, you won the hole. So
you won something.
So the three leg Reggie's multi, Jace Tom Groper, is paying $4.03. You can boost that to $4.24.
Copy.
Nice. And if you had the bloke over there switching for us.
I've got a bit of value in there.
It's $5.84.
There you go.
There you go.
Value, boys.
Look,
value.
We can't bet on that personally, as I've found out, but you can.
Can't steer you into it. But
no, well, look.
We can tell you what the odds are.
If I wasn't me, I'd put it on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fair call. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Fucking oath.
So, yeah, good stuff, legends. Have a ripper weekend.
Copy. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you so much for the jerseys.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
100%.
All the best.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.